Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 2nd chapter and text number 3. Isn't it? So, please repeat.
Sakatham Sivaya Tasya Kalina Rajarsam Gata Jarasam Prishto Vartam Prativurya Bhartu Padava Anusmaram.
Please repeat what word meaning.
Saha
Uddhava
Katham
How
Sevaya
By such service
Tasya
His
Kalena
In course of time
Jarasam
Invalidity
Gataha,
undergone.
Prishtaha,
asked for.
Bartam,
message.
Prativurya,
just to reply.
Bhartuhu,
of the Lord.
Padau,
His lotus feet.
Anusmaran,
remembering.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace.
Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Translation. Uddhava, thus served the Lord continually from childhood and in his old age. That attitude of service never slackened. As soon as he was asked about the message of the Lord, he at once remembered all about him. Please repeat translation. Uddhava thus served the Lord
continually
from childhood
and in his old age.
That attitude of service,
never slackened.
As soon as he was asked
about the message of the Lord,
he at once
remembered all about him.
Purport.
Transcendental service to the Lord is not mundane.
The service attitude of the devotees gradually increases and never becomes slackened.
Generally, in old age, a person is allowed retirement from mundane service.
But in the transcendental service of the Lord, there is no retirement at all.
On the contrary, the service attitude increases more and more with the progress of age.
In the transcendental service, there is no satiation,
and therefore there is no retirement.
Materially, when a man becomes tired by rendering service in his physical body, he is allowed retirement.
But in the transcendental service, there is no feeling of fatigue because
it is spiritual service and it is not on the bodily plan.
Service on the bodily plan dwindles as the body grows older.
Dwindles
as the body grows older.
But the spirit is never old, and therefore on the spiritual plane the service is never tiresome.
Uddhava undoubtedly become old, but
That does not mean that his spirit became old. His service attitude matured on the transcendental plane. And therefore, as soon as he was questioned by Vidura about the Lord Krishna, he at once remembered his Lord by reference to the context and forgot himself on the physical plane. That is the sign of a pure devotional service to the Lord, as will be explained later on. Lakshanam Bhakti Yogasya, etc. In Lord Krishna's instruction to his mother Devahuti, Lord Kapila's instruction to his mother Devahuti. Hare Krishna. In this verse, all of us we know that Vidura, he was asking question to Uddhava about Lord Krishna's message or about how he served to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, he emphasized on particular point. When Vidura was approached to Uddhava, he was quite old. And he emphasized that, you know, people say, oh, I'm old, I cannot do much service, you know. We can see all the time people complain, oh, in the old age we cannot do anything, we just sit and, you know, just time pass. But Srila Prabhupada here, he want to explain that the old age is not affect all, not affect at all on devotional service. Now, the greatest example is himself. If we see Srila Prabhupada, how enthusiastically he preached all over the world, that is the best example we can give. You know, he set up his he's not only explained, he set up that example by preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. If we think, you know, his age, how old are he when he started our Krishna consciousness movement? Nearly 70 years, isn't it? Nowadays, you can see people when they get 60, they become retired, isn't it? Srila Prabhupada, when, like, he took sannyas, after his taking sannyas, he went to Vrindavan and he could stay there, you know, very happily and do his own thing. He could stay there very nicely, comfortably, in fact. When he approached to Sumati Murarji, in fact, she said, you know, once, like, Jadvaita Maharaj was telling in a class, he said that even Sumati Murarji said to him, look, you are old person. Why you want to go to America? You know, here Vrindavan, nice place, do your bhajan there, you know. And you don't have to do anything actually, technically. If you need money, I'll provide you everything, A to Z. But what Srila Prabhupada said, no, this is my spiritual master order. I have to continue this Krishna consciousness. I have to preach all over the world. That is my mission. And then Sumati Murarji, when she heard that, she was like quite shocked. This old man, nearly 70 years old, and he is going to where? America, to preach Krishna consciousness where nobody knows about Krishna even. There, you know, some of them even not the human consciousness. So forget about Krishna consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada is so determined, and we can see he made it, isn't it? That's why we are here. So, in 70 years old, what he did? He went there and established, you know, 108 temples. And at the beginning, you know, if you see, once Srila Prabhupada, he made a statement, like, he slept only 2.5 years to, 2.5 hours to 3 hours only, every day. And he worked day and night. And once, once our Srila Prabhupada disciple, he gave class, and then he said, that when first time, you know, he realized as a devotee, and then he said how his realization was. You know, he took initiation, and Prabhupada, he arranged initiation ceremony, he arranged all the staff, he performed the yajna, he gave initiation, he cooked, he fed them, and after that everyone left and he cleaned the place as well. So, we can see Srila Prabhupada's life, how a devotee, he so enthusiastically performed the service entire his life. He never take retire, never say, well, I'm, you know, now I am retired. No. In fact, Srila Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur, he said, you know, Srila Prabhupada also mentioned in this purport that, you know, when a devotee become matured, his service attitude will be more like nice, and he will be more, he want to do more and more service. You know, he want to do more and more. In fact, when it will get, you know, that person will get test, he cannot leave that. You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu explained, you know, one verse, he said, Krishna prem anukhan tapto ikkhu charman mukh jale tejano na jaye. The Krishna consciousness, the service to the Lord is such a sweet, you know. Even though it is very hard when it's like physically, when sometimes we do service, it's quite hard, isn't it? When we do hard work, we get tired. But how Mahaprabhu is explaining so nicely, Krishna Prem Anukhan Tapta Ikkhu Charvan, that in a sugar cane, imagine, sugar cane is so sweet and nice. But if it is very, like temperaturely very hot, you know, when we'll chew, we'll feel the hotness, but because of their sweetness, Mahaprabhu saying, we cannot leave that. That person cannot leave. So, tapta ikkhu charvan tejano na jaye. We cannot leave it. So when devotees get matured, even though they get difficulties, it doesn't mean, you know, when devotee become advanced, there is no difficulties. Of course not, there is difficulties. But devotees, they are so enthusiastic to do service, they don't care about, they don't bother about those difficulties. So they just, you know, attracted to the sweetness of the devotional service, mellow of Krishna's, you know, devotional service. They just attracted to that. So Srila Prabhupada, he has a thousands of difficulties, but he performed everything so enthusiastically. He never ever, you know, show that, oh, I'm a very old person, you know, I can't do anything. Yeah, now you guys do everything. No. Even his, you know, he just, before even his leaving this material body, he was translating, he was doing service to the Lord. That's what Srila Prabhupada wants to explain in this verse. And that's what Uddhava wants to set up the result, I mean, the example. Even though it doesn't matter we are old or young or whatever age, you know, we should render the service to the Lord. You know, that doesn't mean, you know, if somebody is very old, oh, get all the service, you know, give all the service to him. That doesn't mean, according to our circumstances and situation. But, you know, Srila Prabhupada once said, like, you know, when, like, a person, how you'll understand a person is like knowledgeable when you see the humbleness. That is the sign of knowledge. You know, like when a tree gives fruit, all the bunches come down. When a person get proper knowledge, that person will be humble. When a devotee get advanced, then he will be always, you know, like he will look for the service. You know, he will be very happy to do service. And another example we can give, you know, Gadadhar Pandit. we know about Gadadhar Pandit. He appeared around 1 year later of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is one year younger than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he appeared in same place. Like very, they used to be very close. You know, in their childhood, they went to the same school, you know, and Mahaprabhu used to, you know, teach him so much. Like, he'll call him, hey, come on, you know, we'll have some argument. about the logic. And then Mahaprabhu will say, okay, explain this one. And then he will explain. And in front of everyone, Mahaprabhu will say, oh, what? I don't know what your teacher is teaching you. Everything is wrong. You know. So, Gadadhar Pandit, you are so close to Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu went to Puri, he doesn't want to leave Mahaprabhu. You know. He is very clever. What he did, he took, it's called Kshetra Sannyas. He will never leave the place. Because Mahaprabhu said to, you know, Sanatan Goswami, go to Vrindavan. You know, Rupa Goswami said, go to Vrindavan. Nityananda, he said to Nityananda Prabhu, go to Navadip. So he thought, you know, better I'll take Kshetra Sannyas. You know, otherwise maybe Mahaprabhu will say to me, go to somewhere else. So I don't want to go. So he took Kshetra Sannyas and he stayed in Puri. And he used to serve Tota Gopinath. How many of us we have darshan of Tota Gopinath? It's a beautiful deity, isn't it? It's only Krishna deity who is like sitting. It's not standing. So, Gadadhar Pandit, when Mahaprabhu departed from this material world, he was around 48 years old. But his age is 48 because of the separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He couldn't tolerate. His body became very old. He became very ill. And still, he was doing his daily schedule, like, you know, deity service. All the service he used to do, even though he has disciple, but he used to do everything himself. So one day, Gopinath told, look, you are very old, you know. Why you don't give the service to your disciple? And then he said, look, I am your servant. If I can't do this service, so what is the use of this body? You know, my body is fine. Only thing, problem with my mind, you know. And my mind is not proper. So, I am okay, you know. Just, my mind is not in proper way. So don't worry, I'll do service. So, the mood, even though his physical situation is not so comfortable, but he wants to do service. He wants to render the service to the Lord. That is the mellow, the sweetness is derived from Krishna's service. It's completely different, even though we have lots of difficulties, but we'll tolerate. You know, when we'll get the test? You know, it's like Srila Rupa Goswami, he explained in the Nectar of Instruction, you know. Kintu adarat donadinam, sorry, what is the verse for? Khalu saiva justa krama sadvi kramad bhavati tadagada mula hantri. You know, like when a person has jandis and that person, you know, if that person will chew the sugar cane, it will feel bitterness. But if that person will chew the bitterness, the sugar cane, you know, gradually, he will be cured by that sugar cane juice, because that is the medicine. And one day, that, you know, disease will go and that person can feel the test. So same thing, you know, when we'll be mature in our Krishna consciousness, and then slowly, slowly, when we'll feel the test, it's impossible to leave Krishna's service. Nobody can do that. It's impossible. And one Srila Prabhupada said, you know, one of his disciples, he asked Prabhupada, you know, many devotees, they come, you know, they stay few months and few years, then they left. And Srila Prabhupada said, they cannot leave, you know. I put the inside them, I put a bomb. It will blast one day. So, the service to the Lord is such a sweet, and it is not, you know, I'm saying there's so many devotees experience. Even the devotees, people comes for a few days, few weeks, or few months, or few years. But none of them will forget Krishna. It's impossible. And we can see so many examples. Some people, they came to the movement and they left. They came back after 20 years, 25 years, 30 years later. And some of them, they will not come, maybe in this lifetime, they will come next life. So Krishna's service is such a sweet, it is impossible to give up, impossible to forget. So that's why the Uddhava, his old age, he remember all, as soon as he asked by Vidura about Krishna, so he was just stunned, he was just in a freeze. He was so happy. Sometimes, we can see, if you hear say, very good news, what happened? People sometimes they don't know what to do. When they remember something really good, sometimes they just, absorb in that situation. And another example, this great example, when Haridas Thakur, he was in Puri with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, but he used to live a little bit far away. All of us, we know that Haridas Thakur, his previous pastime, he was Brahma. Because he offended to Krishna, he steal all the cowherd boy and calf. And then when he came back, and he prayed to Lord, and he said, look, I commit this offense because of my high birth, which is Kunti Maharani explained, Janmaisharya Shruti Srivir, Yedo Mahana Madhapuman, Naivar Hati Avidhatumbai, Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. These things, Janmaisharya and Shruti Shri, this is actually obstacles in our devotional service. So Brahma said, look, because I have high birth, I committed offense to your lotus feet. So next life, I wish to have such a birth, so nobody will be, I will have not that proud, I'm very pious person. So he born in, actually some people say he born in a Brahmin family, but somehow or other, like he grown up in Muslim family. So he used to live in Puri, and he used to only have darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he used to have darshan of Lord Jagannath, like only the Sudarshan, that's called Nila Chakra actually. Sometimes we say there is three chakra, I think. One is Sudarshan Chakra, Nila Chakra and Sundar Chakra, I don't know third one. But Sudarshan Chakra, which is Krishna is carrying all the time. And Nila Chakra, which is top of the temple. So he used to have darshan of that Nila Chakra. And then Mahaprabhu, he used to come and sometime meet Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur, every day he used to go to Mahaprabhu and have his remnants. Such a fortunate person. Of course, they are all great devotees. So one day, Mahaprabhu asked Govinda, his servant, I didn't see Haridas Thakur a couple of days. And then Govinda said, I heard he's sick, And maybe exactly the verse is here. And then Mahaprabhu said, okay, I'll go and meet him. What happened? What he's doing, Then the one day, Mahaprabhu, he went to Haridas Thakur's kutir, and then he asked, how are you? And then Haridas Thakur, he's saying, actually, my physical body is 100% perfect, is okay. Only thing is problem with my mind. And he's saying, Sharir Shusto Hai Mor, Ashusto Buddhi Mon. My body is very good, no problem at all. But Ashusta Buddhi and Mon, my intelligence and my mind is, they are sick. So, actually Haridas Thakur is very old, same age as Advaita Acharya, very old. And then Mahaprabhu saying, what type of disease you have? I'm surprised. And then he said, my disease is, I couldn't complete my service. That is my disease. So, look at the his thinking and look at his attitude. Why is he lamenting? He don't care about his physical situation. When Mahaprabhu asked, "How are you?" he said, "Oh, my body is fine, you know. But only thing is my mind and intelligence are sick." Why? Because he couldn't complete his service. So, generally what we do? Oh, I am in my mind, you know, not all of us, many people, you know, especially outside, I'm pure devotee of the Lord. So why you don't come to temple? Krishna is here. Why you have to go to temple, you know? So do some service. Oh, I am serving to the Lord, you know, because Lord is here. I'm serving my body. So that's how I'm serving to the Lord, you know? So that is the outside people's attitude. So that is the difference between the devotees, you know, and other people. Because devotees, they get the mellow of the devotional service. The test is from devotional service, which is derived. It's like, you know, we cannot compare with anything. You know. So, then Haridas Thakur, he said, look, if I can't finish my service, if I can't finish my round, so how come I'll have my prasadam? You know. And then Mahaprabhu gave him prasadam. He said, I bought prasadam for him, for you, you know. See, imagine Krishna himself, supreme personality of Godhead, he came and he gave prasadam. You have this prasadam. But devotees, such a determined to the service. He said, my dear Lord, you know, I couldn't complete my service, but how come I'll take prasadam, you know. How come? I cannot take it. But because Mahaprabhu is giving, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he said, I don't want to refuse. So what he did? He paid obeisances to that prasadam and he took a little bit and he put into his mouth. And Mahaprabhu said, you are very intelligent. Yeah. That's what it is described, you know. What is that verse is? Sangha Pangastra Jaggi Sankirtanai Prayar Jajanti Hi Sumedasa. A Krishna consciousness devotee is, he knows how to deal with all circumstances. See, Haridas Thakur is such intelligently deal this situation. One hand, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he bought prasadam for him. You know, you cannot refuse. Other hand, he promised that if I not finish my service, I'll not have prasadam. See, he kept that both situation, you know, in proper place. So, this is, you know, we can see from all this example that, you know, the age doesn't affect to the devotees at all. They're just above all of this. Their enthusiasm and their service to the Lord, it's apratihata, you know. When I was in Mayapur and a new devotee training, I used to have a service, you know. To every day I have to bring milk. So I remember I used to leave our ashram 5 past 10 and I walked through the samadhi. Every day I used to hear this verse, you know. Prabhupada used to, there used to be lecture on samadhi temple, you know. Still I think they continue that one. After 10 o'clock they put lecture. Prabhupada used to every time say, you know, Chaitanya Chandrer Daya Karaho Vichar Vichar Kuri Ride Paive Chamatkar. This is the first verse I memorized from that there, you know. Every day listening. And the next verse he used to say, when I'll half round, like I have to round, go to like this, you know, I have to parikrama, do half parikrama. So when I'll go to other half, then Prabhupada used to say this slok, you know, Savai pungsa paro dharman yato bhakti radakshade ahituke pratihata jayatma suprasidati. This, you know, devotion, Krishna consciousness, devotional service, apratihata, it doesn't stop by any obstacles. What about, you know, age? That is nothing. But even, you know, bigger obstacles than that, which is, you know, illusion, our attachment, all these things. It cannot stop by them, you know. And if devotees is sincere, you know, Krishna will take care. And Krishna consciousness is never depend on anything. Ahitukya pratyata. I still, you know, that time, like, I had not much time because I have to take the milk and immediately I have to leave. But still, I used to like to hear Prabhupada used to explain this verse so nicely, you know. And he set up example by his behavior, his own action. You know, even though in that old age, you know, he is giving lectures so enthusiastically, you know. There is no sign of old age, no sign of any pain or anything. Like he is giving, you know, he is giving Krishna consciousness, you know, with full determination and freshness. So, Srila Prabhupada has explained and he demonstrated. Just we have to follow it, then, you know, of course we will be perfect as well. So thank you so much. I would like to stop here. If there is any comments and questions, please. As far as my understanding, Prabhuji, question is, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, he is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam that when Krishna was in the Dwarka, there was like, even though the age is quite old, but in bodily feature there is nothing, symptom of oldness, like they are strong, looks young. You know, even Krishna after 120 years old, when like Krishna used to come out and then his wife used to get confused, you know, when all other Krishna's son, they used to come. So Krishna used to look like same age. So technically nobody was old there. So, and Prabhupada, then he explained that, you know, Uddhava was old. And even Shloka was saying, what I read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is also said, when I was looking to Gadadhar Pandit's pastime, even though Gadadhar Pandit was 48 years old, he was like quite young, it's not old. Because the separation from the Lord, they make that situation. You know, it's... I don't know, Prabhuji, exactly, but it's my understanding is like, because Krishna departed, so because of the separation of Lord, it can make situation different. You know, we know, all of us, you know, like when Arjuna was coming, you know, from Dwarka, and in the middle of the pathway, you know, some coward boy attack him, and he defeated by them. So maybe when Krishna lived this world, he, you know, because of his separation, his devotees, maybe like that. It's my, I mean, my understanding, Prabhu, it might be different. And another thing is, actually, even though devotees, like pure devotees like Uddhava, they are not affected by the Kala. Their self-control, like they are completely above all of this old age or disease or everything. So yeah, that is Gopa Vrindashru, what do you? Yeah, it's hard to say now. Once I was, I had a class like about Mahabharata, even the Dhritarashtra, you know, before he's leaving his body. So maybe that, what is called, the time was different. Even Dhritarashtra, before he's leaving his body, so he was so strong, so he could smash a, you know, iron beam, like iron statue. In that old age. So, yeah, maybe that time his physical body was like that, Guruji. So in that case, it is maybe like he looks young, he's strong, but yeah, Prabhuji has explained maybe that is the last stage of the life, so it's considered as old age. Of course. No, bro. You know, actually, somehow or other, if that person will chant, definitely it will cure very soon because Mahaprabhu said, Krishna namer hai to shabhav, jay upajaye tar hai Krishna bhav. The holy name of the Lord is such a powerful, you know. If someone will chant, somehow or other, so it will affect, you know. Upajaye Krishna bhav means, you know, you will attract it to Krishna. Definitely, maybe, you know, it will take a little bit time and patience. But, yeah, of course, somebody should be, you know, give some inspiration to him. You know, something is like, it's Srila, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave an example. Like, you know, once one lion was grown up with the sheep, you know, all the sheep there, and lion start eating grass. And one day, one lion came to attack the sheep, and then he saw one lion is, in the group of sheep, and then the lion said to the other lion, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And then lion said, "Oh, I am eating grass." And then he said, "No, you are not sheep, you are lion." He said, no, I am not lion, I am sheep. And then he took him near a lake and he showed him, look, you and me look same. And then he gave the test of blood to that lion and then he tested, oh yes. So once he tested and then lion, he said, you will never leave, you know, when you will get tested. So same thing, somebody has to give the inspiration, when that person will understand and he will never leave. So, thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Grantras Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Guru Premanande Hari Hari Bol.